This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hopes for a diplomatic way out of the Ukraine crisis appear to be all but gone. The U.S. and European allies say Moscow has crossed a red line by moving troops into eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled plans for a Thursday meeting in Geneva with his Russian counterpart. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken says Moscow is not being serious.
We will not allow Russia to claim the pretense of diplomacy at the same time it accelerates its march down the path of conflict and war.
Appearing with Blinken, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for severe sanctions.
Hit Russia's economy now and hit it hard.
The U.S. has already moved to cut off Russia's government from Western finance, sanctioning two major banks and civilian leaders with ties to the Kremlin. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. allies are squeezing Russia with sanctions, too. China is accusing the U.S. of creating fear and panic over the crisis in Ukraine. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for calm.
At this critical moment, I call for an immediate ceasefire and reestablishment of the rule of law.
The jury hearing the case against three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights begins deliberating today. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Federal prosecutor Amanda Sertich, in her closing argument, said three former Minneapolis police officers chose to do nothing as then-officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, causing Floyd's death in May of 2020. Lawyers for J. Alexander King, Tu Tao, and Thomas Lane argued their clients were too inexperienced, weren't trained properly, and did not willfully violate Floyd's rights. I'm Tim McGuire.
Ford is recalling thousands of earlier model Mustangs to fix backup camera displays. This is AP News. One country is vaccinating 3- and 4-year-olds against COVID with a Chinese-made vaccine, saying young children account for many new COVID infections. The country is Cambodia. The AP's Charles Ledesma has this and what the Cambodians are saying.
Prime Minister Hun Sen has appealed for parents to get their children vaccinated, saying five of his grandchildren have tested positive. Cambodia began vaccinating older children in September as part of the reopening of its schools. More than 80% of its people have received now at least two shots. A sharp increase in cases has driven some people to stock up on an antiviral drug to treat their illness or prepare for the possibility of catching the virus. Cambodia's purchased 4 million of the pills, suitable for treating 10,000 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.